Business.
Bartleby. A question of judgment. A quality that is hard to define, but important to possess.
The pandemic has required many people to make difficult judgments. Politicians have had to decide which restrictions to impose on citizens' behaviour, and individuals were forced to assess how much personal risk to take. Managers, faced with tough calls like which parts of their operations to close, have not been spared. Good judgment is a quality everyone would like to have. But it is remarkably difficult to define precisely, and many people are not sure whether they personally possess it. Sir Andrew Lickerman of the London Business School has spent a long time talking to leaders in a wide range of fields, from business and the army to the law and medicine, in an effort to create a framework for understanding judgment. First, he had to define the word. He suggests that judgment is the combination of personal qualities with relevant knowledge and experience to form opinions and take decisions. And he argues that, thus defined, judgment involves a process: taking in information, deciding whom and what to trust, summarizing one's personal knowledge, checking any prior beliefs or feelings, summarizing the available choices, and then making the decision. At each stage, decision makers must ask themselves questions, such as whether they have the relevant experience and expertise to make their choice, and whether the option they favour is practical. Expertise can be useful in making judgments, but it is not the same thing. Academics have expertise, Sir Andrew observes. They don't necessarily have judgment. People with judgment know when they are out of their depth in making a decision, and typically then seek the advice of someone who has the right background and knowledge. It is, of course, possible to follow all these steps and still make the wrong choice. But Sir Andrew argues that a sensible process improves the chance of getting it right. The temptation is to look at people's track records when assessing when they have good judgment, but luck may have played a huge part. While good judgment is important to success, Sir Andrew cautions, success is not a signal that there has been good judgment.